Numbers. Chapter 13. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Send men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, every one a leader among them. And Moses by the commandment of the Lord sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. And these were their names: of the tribe of Reuben, Shammua the son of Zachur. Of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat the son of Hori. Of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. Of the tribe of Issachar, Igal the son of Joseph. Of the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea the son of Nun. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Palti the son of Rephu. Of the tribe of Zebulun, Gadil the son of Sodi. Of the tribe of Joseph, namely, of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi the son of Susi. Of the tribe of Dan, Amiel the son of Gmali. Of the tribe of Asher, Sether the son of Michael. Of the tribe of Naphtali, Nubi the son of Vifshi. Of the tribe of Gad, Jeuel the son of Machi. These are the names of the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea the son of Nun Joshua. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Go up this way into the south, and go up into the mountains, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell there, whether they are strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it is good or bad, and what cities there are that they dwell in, whether in camps, or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it is rich or poor, whether there be wood in it, or not, and be of good courage, and bring some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up, and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, near the entrance of Hamath. And they ascended through the south, and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the valley of Eshcol, and cut down from there a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bore it between two upon a staff, and they brought some of the pomegranates, and of the figures. The place was called the Valley of Eshcol, because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from there. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses, and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, and said, We came unto the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless the people are strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled, and very great, and moreover we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites, dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and along the Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and said, Let us go up at once, and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land, through which we have gone to search it, is a land that eats up its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, who come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight.